I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we're going back to basics and looking at the alphabet. Now, you probably studied the alphabet on your first day of English back at school. I remember I studied the alphabet in Spanish and French and other languages I've studied, and I don't remember it very well, to be honest, because I did it on day one. And then I didn't look at it again because I thought, well, it's only the alphabet. It's not that important. How often do we need it? But more often than you think you do, because often we have to spell our names. We have to spell words in our jobs, things like that. So it is important just to return to these basics, something as basic as the alphabet. And that's what we're going to do today. At the end, there will be an exercise which requires paper and a pen. So if you want to do that exercise, then maybe now is a good time to find some paper and a pen. We're going to start by looking at the problem letters. And they are problem letters because many students of English find it difficult to either find the difference between two letters or simply remember what the letter is. So let's look at the main problem letters. A and R. Well, A is the first letter of the alphabet. A. A is for apple. R, listen very carefully. R is for rain. So really listen for the difference. A. R. Now, when you say those, you should hear a difference. A, R. Okay, the next big problem. E and I. And the reason this is a big problem is because in other languages, it's the other way around. Or the letter E is referring to the letter I in another language. But in English, listen carefully. E, that's the fifth letter of the alphabet. That is for elephant. E. And I is for interesting. E and I. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. J and G. J is for joke. G is for green. J, G. And the last problem letter is the letter Y. Now, this is the penultimate letter of the alphabet. Y is for yellow. Y. And the way to remember this one is to think, why is this letter so difficult? Why? Okay, now let's do an exercise. I'm going to spell some words. If you have some paper, write these down. After I've spelt them, you should have an English word in front of you. And hopefully you've spelt it correctly. You might want to check your spelling online, have a look to see if you spelt it correctly, or look in the dictionary. Okay, here we go. I've got five words to spell. So number one, R-E-C-E-I. V, E. I'll spell it again. R, E, C, E, I, V, E. Number two. E, A, R, T, H. E, A, R, T, H. Number three. R, A, I, N-Y. R-A-I-N-Y. Number four. G-I-N-G-E-R. G-I-N-G-E-R. And number five, J-E-L-L-Y. J-E-L-L-Y. Okay, so do you have five English words? Okay, so number one should be receive. And notice the spelling R-E-C-E-I-V-E. So E for elephant and I for interesting. Number two, earth. E-A-R-T-H, earth. Number three, rainy. Rainy. Number four, ginger. So in this word, we have two G's. G for green, ginger. And number five, jelly. Jelly. Okay. Did you spell those correctly? So it will be really useful for you if you're not comfortable with letters to practice. Practice as much as you can. Write some words for yourself and spell them. And make sure you've said the right letters. Okay, that's all for today's Back to Basics episode. I hope you found it interesting and you enjoyed it and hopefully found it useful too. Remember, if there are any grammar points or other things you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then let me know. I always like hearing your ideas. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.